God has always stood by my side. He has always been my guide. When my friends walk away and turn back on me, He stood right by my side. Through many heartache and pain, through the storm and through the rain, I was too weak to carry on. He gave me strength, made me strong, and He stood right by my side. Oh, always, always, He has always side. Oh, always, always, God has always stood by my side. I just pray, I know the Lord will make a way. Let's go. He stood right by my side. Oh, yes, He did. He stood right by. Right by my side. Oh, He stood right by my
side. That one more time. Somebody just didn't grab that one. Amen. Come on, say it one more time for me. I know what it is when the Lord had to stand by your side when nobody. He stood See, when I was going through something, He stood. When I couldn't see my way, when folk were putting me down, He stood right by my side. Hey, hey, He stood right by. I'm gonna leave. I gotta preach. I gotta leave that alone. I know what I gotta do. When you look around for people to stand by you, they are not there. Amen, amen, amen. You look for your friend, you thought they were your friends, but they all forsaken you and walked away like they didn't even know you and stepped on you. God stood right by. That's personal for me. I don't know about you, but that's personal for me. He stood by my side. Amen. We bless the Lord today. We give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, and to this awesome pastor. Amen. My friend, my brother in Christ. Amen. And to the elect lady of this branch of Zion. Amen. And to all the ministers that address this with us, to the officers and to the members and the mothers of this great family, and to this awesome male course today. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We thank God to be Imam Ronald, Salem Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Nothing looked good on me still but this road. I haven't changed. Maybe got a little darker. That's about it. Amen. 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 And just got a little older. Amen. Amen. And don't move and don't think as fast as I used to. You know, when you pass that 60 mark, I thought I was gonna have it. You know, they, and I used to hear the old ones say, just wait till you get there, you understand. Amen. I didn't understand the first car. I just had to get there. Amen. And now I understand. You don't think as fast as you thought in your 40s. Amen. Amen. You were a quick thinker. Amen. Now you got to wait to make sure that everything is your thinking is all in place. Amen. Because you might say some things. Amen. You can't quickly correct it. Amen. It might take a few days for you to correct it. Eh? Amen. Amen. So I don't want to make anybody mad if I say something. Amen. Amen. So I'm letting you know now. Amen. If I said it, amen, that means I done told you I'm not a quick thinker no more. Amen. 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 We're happy to be here today. Amen. And our amen. Happy I'm with my brother today. Amen. As the young folks would say, amen. Me and him is chilling today. You know, I'm chilling out with him today. Amen. And I called him early this morning. Amen. And asked him, you know, what was he doing? Amen. I told him, come on, hang out with me today. Amen. So I'm gonna let him and I hang out today. We don't get an opportunity to hang out together. He's my oldest brother. Amen. Amen. Folks are going away so fast. Amen. Amen. I don't know why the Lord wants us to be. Might be our last time. Amen. But that's all up to the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's up to the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this day. And we're going to glorify God. I don't know what time you get out of here. What time y'all get out? What time? I don't want y'all to be happy to see me and happy to see me to go. Amen. So I want to know what time you get out of here. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Some churches, you know me, you know, some churches, they got it. They, amen. They come in and, amen, get a pastor 15 minutes and they're gone. You know, that's where they got it going now. Amen. 10:30, you come into church, 10 o'clock now, 11 o'clock, you going home. Amen, amen. You don't stay in long now, amen. So I don't know what time you get out, but I'm going to leave it up to you the time you get out of here, amen. Because if you don't say amen, we'll be here a little while. So nobody won't get mad with me, amen, amen. So it's up to you, amen. So if you don't say amen, don't look around at me, blame yourself, amen. Because I told you what I expect, amen. So you hold your amen as long as that you remember. Say he's going a little longer. Don't say it too quick now, amen. That's, you know when the time to say it, amen. Amen. So today, amen, I'm going to put some glasses on. I never could find my glasses, amen. And they got little diamonds in it. You know they ain't mine. Because they got little diamonds in them. So, and there ain't nothing funny about me neither. Amen. Let you know that too. Amen. Got little diamonds in them. Amen. 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 My wife going to get at me, Letha, when I get back home, why I carry her glasses away from the house. Because I couldn't find mine. So I had to get, brother, I had to get the one with the diamonds in it. Amen. Amen. Maybe y'all be able to see them and me getting the diamonds. Amen. Amen. So, and I ain't putting them on to look good. Amen. I'm putting them on so I can see these words before me. Amen. Amen. Now, I tell you that, Dr. Horses, that's a whole lot better. Amen. So today, if you have your Bibles and with you, amen, and if you journey with me in St. John chapter 5, amen. Amen. Me and Mont, we thank God for Reverend Horses giving us the invitation to come. Amen. Amen. And in chapter 5, and all of us are very needed with that text. Amen. Amen. And then Jesus talking about a man that had a infirmity for 38 years. Amen. So I'm going to read a couple verses to you. I'm from chapter 5. And it began from the first verse. Amen. I don't know what your customer do here. I mean, whatever you normally do, whether you sit, whether you stand, however you honor the Lord in the reading, you can do that. Amen. The reading of the gospel. But after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem was a sheep gate. Your Bible might read different, might be pool, which called in Hebrew, but they're having five porches. And in there laid a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. And for an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. And then whosoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who have an infirmity for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had already had been in that condition a long time. And he says to him, watch what Jesus says, amen. He didn't go nowhere to ask him where he was last night. What he done. Amen. 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 Right. He didn't ask them how long he had been there. Amen. Notice what Jesus says to him. Amen. No question to him. You know. Amen. Sometimes people question you. Amen. But Jesus didn't question him. Jesus said one thing to him. Do you want to be made whole? Amen. Amen. Or do you want to be made well? Amen. 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 I want you to keep your finger on that. Amen. Do you want to be made well? Amen. And the sick man answered, Sir, look at what he done. I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another step down before me. Notice what Jesus said again. Jesus said to him, Rise and take up your bed and walk. And the Bible says, immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was on the Sabbath. Amen. Amen. Let's stop right there. Amen. That's enough reading right there. Amen. And I can give the, I can say amen, and that's enough right there. Amen. If you get that story. Amen. Amen. But I just want to tag this text today. Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? And as a subtopic, that don't cause you nothing. It's nothing too hard for the Lord that he cannot fix. Amen? Amen. You look at this text, you see the end. Incredible power of Jesus in a critical situation. Amen. You see him perform incredible power. Amen. And he's the only one that can do that. Amen. When you look at John, who is the brother of James, one of the 12 apostles, one of Jesus' disciples whom he loved. John here was the longest living person of those of the 12. That's right. Amen. Amen. He died a natural death. John was the last survivor. The last eyewitness of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The last writer that writes about the bodily things of Christ and the spiritual things of the gospel and the life and the soul of it. Yes, sir. The key to this book is found in St. John chapter 20, verse 31. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. And those of us who believe that, you know, amen. If we believe and have faith that Jesus is the Son of God, we have eternal life. Amen. 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 Here we find in this chapter, amen, five faithful records of all the things that begun both to do and the teaching of Jesus. Are you with me here? In this story, in this miraculous story, we have this record. That in it, there are no other record of any evangelist or any writer have recorded this miracle that took place in Galilee. Y'all not with me today. Y'all not with me. No writer have recorded but John. We find here how John began here. John talks about, let me give you a background. Can I just, you know, bring you into it? John said Jesus went up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Are you with me here? Well, preacher, how did you know that he said that? If you look in verse 1, amen, it said there was a feast of the Jews in Jerusalem. So that means that Jesus, while the feast was going on, Jesus was there
in Jerusalem.
Right. Amen. And while he was in Jerusalem, it suggested that he came to a place near what they call a sheep market, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Tong Bethesman, having five poaches. Are you with me here? Now, notice here that the miracle was centered around the marketplace. Y'all don't catch that. Amen. A place where the sheep were. Amen. Amen. Now, you will say to yourself, look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, that's an unusual place. Amen. That's a place where they clean sheep. Amen. Prepare them, amen, for the Passover. Amen, amen. And during that time, Jesus was there. Notice with me again, amen. Because during the Passover, you had to pressure a lamb. Amen. And so it seemed that focus on the attention where the center where the miracle took place. Are you with me here? Are you with me here? Now, I'm just laying it. I'm going to give you some meat after a while. Amen. I'm going to give you some meat after a while. The place was prepared, I said, making preparation, you know, cleaning the sheep, killing the sheep. Amen. Amen. Preparing them for the Passover. Here, so evidently why Jesus was going by this marketplace. Amen, amen. There were five sizes to a pool. This pool had five sizes. And as Jesus passed by the pool, amen, the Bible tells us not only was there five sizes of the pool, but it also tells us of the name of the place. Let me say this, that Jesus always is giving good descriptions of things. Amen. He's always giving good descriptions of location. Huh? Jesus does not send you anywhere. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
That he make it known to what to expect.
All right.
Are you with me here? Amen. He gives the place. He gives the location. And he gives the size and what it looked like. Uh-huh. Can I get a witness? Are you with me here? Amen. The Bible said that it had five poaches and a load of sick folks. People from every walk of life were sick. Came there. The Bible didn't say anybody there were well. Can I get a win? Everything that was there was sick. Y'all not with me here. Amen. And it's just like everything in here right now is quiet. Look out here. Y'all not praying with me here. Amen. Y'all checking me out. Amen. Wonder where he going. Amen. 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 Notice how the Bible says. Amen. And then give the number of the poachers. How many poachers were. You know, I always thought in the Bible that numbers represent something. And the Bible talks about numbers, how what it represents. Amen. Amen. One, if you look at one, it's the number of God. Can I get a witness? It's the number. Two is the numbers of witness. He sent them two by two. Can I get a witness? And I thought about that number three. The number three is the number of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Can I get it? And when you look at number four represents the earth. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. And we that dwells within. We that number four. Amen. We belong to. Then five, you look at five. Five is a number of grace. Can I get a witness? And the pool represent grace. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Grace is to be manifested there.
All right.
Y'all don't hear me. Y'all not with me here. And whatever grace, Grace is, amen, you ought to know what grace is. Grace is that unmerited favor of God. Can I get a witness? Yeah, what is, what I said it was? What is grace? Well, let me tell you another thing. All the good things that you and I don't deserve. That's what grace is. Amen. All the good things that you and I don't deserve. Because we don't deserve it, God give us grace anyhow. Can I get a witness? Amen. How many of y'all think y'all good enough to deserve grace? Huh? Not one of us. Come on. Y'all not with me here? I reckon I'm preaching now. Amen. 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 What is grace? What is grace? Amen. All the good things? God doing for us? Doing some things that we can't do for ourselves. Amen. And you ought to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is doing some things right now that you can't do for yourself. Amen. God, you ought to give them high fives. Say, neighbor, while you are sitting there, amen, said grace is working right now. You don't hear me. Y'all not praying with me here. Amen. Some are sitting there rolling out me, being me, but grace is working for you. Amen. Some are sitting here, well, why the horse get passed away? Grace is working for you. Can I get a witness? Amen, amen. I wish I had a praying church to preach. So these folks said it here on this porch. Somebody there, God is doing something that they don't even deserve. Anybody here today need grace? Is anybody here needs something you don't deserve? Amen. 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 We catch a whole lot of devils from folks. Can I get a witness? You would use the word hell. You might think I'm cussing. We catch so much from our loved one, kindred, and all. Can't get along. But yet God give us his grace. Can I get a witness? Yeah. So then we find here, while these folks were here, they were sitting and grace was working on their behalf. After giving the name of the pool, Bethesda in Hebrew, it means a house also of mercy. Can I get a witness? It is a house of mercy. This pool is called the house of mercy. In other words, this is very interesting. Mercy presuppose guilt. Can I get a witness?
That's right.
If you are guilty, you need mercy.
Yes, Lord.
If you are innocent, you need, come on, y'all not with me here, justice. So the purpose of the pool is to help people that are guilty. And many of us will never be blessed because we will not admit and agree that we are guilty and need mercy. Oh, I better say that again. Y'all didn't get that. I said many of us will never be blessed because we will never admit and agree that we are guilty and need mercy. You come here trying to tell God how good you are and how fine you look and all the good things you have done, and never tell them all the lies that you're lying and have been lying. You don't hear me? I better help somebody here. Anytime you hear a person testify, he'll always testify about the good thing that they have done. You don't never hear a person tell God, Lord, I sinned it last night. Forgive me. God, me and my husband got in an argument before I got to the church. You ain't gonna hurt a person testifying there. Even when they die, help me to preach or to go. We stand up and say good things. Person live like hell, but we're talking about the good thing. Never talk about the guilt. Y'all not with me. I can sit down now. I done made somebody, y'all have moved a little bit now. Can I get a witness? Amen. It bothers me. If you're gonna get a blessing from God, you got to come clean. Can I get a witness? Lord, I'm guilty and I need your mercy. Yeah, you got to come clean with the thing. If you're going to get a renewed spirit, you got to come clean. Yes. Can I get a witness? Amen. You got to stop acting like you are so goody-goody. Yes. Can I get a witness? Yes. You is a bunch of chip in a bag. Yes. Can I get a witness? Yes. Huh? You got to stop acting like that. You got to act like, God, hey, in the midst of all of my life, my struggle, there are some things that I need you to work on me. I need your grace. Ain't got there yet, Lord. I still have some stuff that is bothering me. I still get upset. Cause y'all not hurt me. Can I get it with? When somebody robbed me wrong, I still want to give them a piece of my mind. We come so dressed up on the outside. But I'm glad that I found out it's not on the outside. It's on the inner man. What's on the inside of you? And the old folks said what's on the inside would burst out on the outside. Ain't too many folk got so much Holy Ghost. You see them, you know, and all this bouncing and all this jumping and all this speaking and all these tongues running up and down the church. They still got some meanness. But they'll never tell God. But they want you to see the best side of them. But God know who you are. Can I get a witness? Oh, I wish I could preach it like I feel it. So go on, preach, black man. Amen. Thank you, brother. Well, we're fine here. Let me get back here. Oh, I'm getting through. I ain't mean to bother y'all. But here it says that it had five coach. And lay there was a multitude of impotent folks. Some were blind, half and withered. And these people was in misery. Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Instead of the house coming of mercy, it became a house of misery.
Yeah. That's right.
Can I get a witness? Yeah. As though they had lost all their hope.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's a sad day when the house of mercy become a house of misery. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
And it ain't all it got to be physical sickness, neither. It can be spiritual sickness of people. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Oh, and all of these sick folks were gathered there are hoping of being healed. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
In the house of misery, these sick folks were waiting for the troubling of the water. Can I get a wind? They were there. They came looking for something and waiting for something. Just don't come to church. Can I get a witness? Out of your obligation. Don't come because it is a Sunday that the church gonna be open. You ought to come expecting with a great expectation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Expecting to leave here. Not the same way you came in. believe. Y'all not praying with me. A difference ought to be made. Can I get a witness? It's sad when folk come to church and go out and do the same thing that they were doing before they came in. Somewhere God ought to have been done. The word ought to have hit you. One word ought to have caught your attention somewhere. Can I get a witness? Well, they came for expectation. They came expecting something. Amen. They had lost all their hope. But when they knew that the word of God said, when the troubling of the water, there's hope if you get in. Can I get a witness? Everybody was sick.
That's right.
Wall to wall.
Right.
Everybody with a need.
Uh-huh.
And everybody were burst.
Yes,
sir. With fault in the eyes.
Bring it up.
Couldn't see.
Yes, sir.
Sight clouded.
Yeah.
Half tripled.
Uh-huh.
Limping.
Yeah.
And couldn't walk.
Uh-huh.
Mobility impaired.
Yes.
Well, they were dried up. Look at the people around this pool.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said Jesus was passing by.
Yes, sir.
On his way to the sheep market.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I get a witness? And as he passed by, he saw all of these folks. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Something ought to grab Jesus' attention about you.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here? And if Jesus was passing through Ronald Salem this morning,
Come on,
can I get a witness?
Yeah.
He know who all you are that are sitting in this place. Can I get it when don't miss your opportunity? As he passing by, you ought to have an expectation. Can I get a witness? Well, why do you think the church? Can I get a witness? Have sick folks in it. Can I get a witness? They might not be around the pool, but you can call the church today a pool. Can I get a witness? And your sickness might not be like my sickness. Well, look at the fourth verse. The fourth verse tells us that was a certain season. And an angel went down in the pool. And the Bible says he went down there to trouble the water. And whosoever got in first. And after the troubling of the water, who stepped in were made whole. Can I get a witness? And whatsoever disease they had, there was some kind of healing property in that water. The first that got in the pool, they were made whole. You know what the Bible said? It did not matter what kind of disease you had. Well, if you were blind and you jumped in, well, your eyes were opened. Can I get a witness? I wish I could preach how I feel now. And you receive your sight. And if you were with it, and couldn't walk. Well, if you jump in the pool, you were made whole. Well, we got in. Can I get in? But the scholar says here was something mineral in the water that gave the healing power. But I stopped by to tell you they lied. Can I get a witness? I don't care what the scholar says. Can I get a witness? Wasn't nothing in there but God's power. Can I look at the fourth verse quite clearly here? This was no mineral bath oil. Can I get a witness? Yes. This was no supernatural punk. Y'all not with me. But the Bible said, angel, can I get a witness? A messenger from God. Say yes. A messenger from God. Angels came down. This messenger came down at a certain time of the season. Can I get a witness? And came down and stood. I said, stood. Stood of the water. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't hate on me. Can I get a witness? Say, don't hate on me when it comes to my season. Can I get a witness? A lot of folks hate on you when they see the Lord lift you up. Can I get a witness? Brought you up out of the mud and a marvelous clay. A lot of folks hate on you for that. Can I get a witness? Said, don't hate on me. But John meant the same God that blesses me. It's the same God that will bless you. Say yes. And the Bible said the messenger came down, and whatever angel put in the water, it did not matter. But it was the kind of disease that it was. It will cure that disease. If your eyes, yes, were blind, it will fix. Can I get a witness? So Jesus can fix it if you let him. Can I get a witness? Jesus know how to fix all things. You ought to turn it over to the Lord and let the Lord fix it. God got a fix for whatever you got. Can I get a witness? And all you got to do is get to God, get where he is, and let him fix it. Yes, he is fixing right now. He is fixing right now. Somebody need a fixing right now. Somebody is on the verge, getting ready to fall over. But if you go to Jesus, Jesus will keep you from falling. Can I get a witness? He'll take his rod and his staff while you are falling. He'll reach down and pick you up. If he had to reach way down, she'd know how to pull you back up. He can pull you up. Somebody ought to tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, if you're falling, he will pull. She will pull. He will pull you up. Place you back on a solid and true foundation. Say yes. Say yes. 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 I gotta tell you, the angel might have came, but it didn't need the angel. Something better came than the angel. Somebody said, what is it, Pastor? Jesus came himself. Can I get a witness? Jesus was at the pool. Say yes. I said, Jesus was at the pool. Yes. And while Jesus was at the pool, the Bible said there was a man with an infirmity for 38 long years. Can I get a witness? Yes. Somebody put it. One Bible said he laid at the pool for 38 long years. But the Bible did not say that. The Bible said he had an infirmity for 38 long years. Can I get a witness? And the Bible didn't specific tell you how long that he lay there. Can I get a witness? But he was there with an infirmity. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you, yes, pastors, yes, Bible scholars, can I get a witness? This text bothered me some kind of way, and I need your help. Can I get a witness? I've been reading it. Can I get a witness? But I discovered from it there was no answer that I could find. But I'm asking you scholars that know better than I know, done search a little deeper than what I done searched. I need to ask the question, if this man had an infirmity for 38 long years, tell me how did he get to the pool? Can I get a witness? I wish somebody would help me. Pastor Horst, can you help me? Can I get a witness? Pastor, can you help me to unravel this? Dickens, can you help me? How did this man, Ben Triple, got to the pool? Y'all don't get it. I wish y'all would pray with me. I wish I had some help in here today that can help me to unravel this. This condition called the man to be weak. When you're weak, you can't get yourself nowhere. When you're paralyzed, you couldn't get in and out of a wheelchair to get nowhere. But I wonder, how did the man get there? If he had it, for another question, the Bible said that he was wild, he was dead. Yes, he said to Jesus, said, every time I tried to get in, somebody was always getting in the front of me. If they got in front of him, surely they didn't help him to get there. Can I get a witness? There's a lot of folks in the church are selfish. Can I get a witness? Only think for themselves. Never help nobody else. Everything, I got it on my own. But if God gave it to you, you ought to want to help somebody else. I'm getting ready to close now. If you got anything from the Lord, let's change this under. You want to help somebody else? Yeah, the Bible says, for 38 long years, I believe that's a lifetime, a long time, been in that condition, a long time, been dogged around, a long time of suffering, a long time in pain. Can I get a witness? But folks that I know of couldn't stand pain for 38 seconds. But this man had pain for 38 long years. Time took a toll on him. He lost his self-esteem. He lost all hope. And he could not move. Can I get a witness? When Jesus saw him, he looked over all the others and said, this one man stood out. Well, I'm glad that Jesus can see through the crowd. Can I get a witness? I'm glad that Jesus can see in the church and pick out the one in the crowd that really need a touch from the Lord. Can I get a witness? Somebody here need a touch right now. This fellow was not bound around for Jesus to see, but he was without strength, and he couldn't move, but he saw Jesus. Yes, I'm glad. Yes, it's not always the upfront folks that Jesus see. Can I get a witness? Often, not always, did the folk that Jesus sees jumping and bounding around. But I'm glad that Jesus saw him. The Bible said he already knew. He knew how long this man. I wish y'all would help me to preach now. I'm getting ready to go to my seat now. It seemed to me he seen this case and he knew the case. Jesus saw him lying there. I'm glad that Jesus sees and knows. He knows all. Can I get a witness? He knew, he saw this man before the man saw him. Can I get a witness? Hopeless man in the center of the divine attention. Pains of misery. But Jesus, he caught Jesus' attention. Had his attention. There's no record that this man saw Jesus, but the record is that Jesus saw him. Can I get a witness? Yes, Jesus saw his hopelessness. Jesus saw, yes, his weakness. Jesus saw his long jeopardy. Jesus saw that he had no strength. Can I get a witness? Even in the midst of his weakness, he could not move. But Jesus, my brothers, as I go to my seat, here is the question that Jesus asked him. Can I get a witness? He said, what is it you want me to do? Yes, he said, Lord, I want to be made whole. But I stopped by to ask you this morning before I take my seat. Yes, what is it that you want God to do for you? What is it you've been going through? What is it you can't find an answer for? What is going on in your life that keeps you? Can I get a witness? Every time you try to do good, evil is always around you. What is it you want from the Lord? Every time you pray, a healing won't come. What is it in your life that is blocking you from God laying a hand on you? Yes, if you step in the pool, if you step in God's grace, while it's your season, while the water is being stirred, while the Spirit of the Lord is moving, while it's moving this morning, somebody needs to step down in the pool. Somebody needs to come running to Jesus. While the Spirit of the Lord, it begin to move in your life, I won't sit right there and know that I need Jesus. I need him to do some things that I can't do for myself. Can I get a witness? The pool is stirred now. You ought to come down to the altar. Get around the altar. Stay there. Stay right there to the Lord. If you have to wrestle with him all night long, all day, stay right there until the Lord bless you. Can I get a witness? God is able. Ain't he able? The reason I know he's able, one Friday, he died on the cross. One Friday, they hung him high. They stretched him wide. Can I get a witness?
one Friday, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they done. That ain't how the story ended. They took him down from that cross and put him in a buried tomb. Stayed all the night, Friday night, early Saturday morning, he was still there. Saturday evening, he was still there. But looked at the neighbor and said, Ellen, Sunday morning, he got up. Then he didn't just get up, but he got up with power. What is it? What him to do? He got power. He got power to do it. He got power. If your spirit is willing, see, it's the inner man that God's come in. Because the physical man would never accept. Somebody said him right now. That you are one step from death. Always blaming somebody else for what you can do for yourself. Nobody ain't got nothing to do with your salvation but you. Hallelujah. You're sitting right there and saying, I got plenty of time. Young folks, old folks are dying. Every day. What is it that you want the Lord to do that he, and if anybody will say he have already done enough. But the question is, what you going to do since he didn't done enough? He didn't done enough. He didn't went on the cross. He didn't die. He took 39 stripes and said, by his stripes, you'll heal. And he said, anything you ask in my name, it shall be done. What is it more you want him to do for you? He said, there's nothing that will overtake a man that come to him that he'd have not made a way for you to escape. God always got a way for you to escape for your enemy. Sometimes you don't know yourself. When you get in bad situation, you come out of it, it's the Lord looking out for you. Because it ain't your time. It ain't your time yet. What else do he have to do to get your attention? Don't wait till he take that you love the most for you to acknowledge him. Come to him. Come to him. Don't keep saying like the certain man said, somebody getting in my way. Salvation is free. Nobody can get in your way of salvation. The only person that can get in your way is you, yourself. Will you come to Jesus? He's asking you right now. And you said that looking at me, I ain't gonna hurt old man. I ain't gonna hurt him. He ain't saying nothing to me. He asking you, what is it you want me to do for you? If it anybody here today need God to do anything for you, I want you to stand to your feet. If you don't need him to do anything for you, sit down. You just give it to me. You don't need for him to do anything. And while you are standing on your feet, make your way down to this pool and get in this pool. Get in this pool while the Spirit began to move. And I guarantee you, once you get in this pool and you leave it, you won't go back the same. You don't believe? Ask the man that stood at the gate. The gates they call beautiful. Peter said, 7 gold that I had, none, but such as I have in the name of Jesus. The Bible said he went in one way, but when he came out, and jumping. If you get in the pool,